Good morning again. Whether you're joining us online or here at the church, welcome to First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. We are a spiritual community dedicated to a free and responsible search for truth, meaning, and beauty. I'm Reverend Chris Jimerson, lead minister. I am white in my early 60s. My pronouns are he, him. It is a joy to be with you today. I especially want to welcome you if you're new to the congregation, if you're joining us remotely, and if you can, please say hello in the comments and let us know from where you're watching the service. If you're here in person, please join us for the social hour after the service. Either way, we invite you to fill out our online visitor form. Just go to austinuu.org, click on worship, and then scroll to the link for the visitor form. If you would fill that out, we'd love to get to know you just a little bit better. Here we welcome everyone. Every beginning and path, every beautiful expression of human flowering, all pronouns, all the ways and ones we love, all abilities or disabilities, each and every one of you. You are welcome here. You belong here. Today we'll be continuing a sermon series on the church's religious values by exploring our values of transcendence and transformation. Later in the service, we will meditate on the experience of transcendence, a time of feeling connected to something greater, sensing the mind and heart expand. I invite you to be contemplating such experiences in your life as we continue our service. We come from a long tradition of sensing that an ocean of divine love flows through each of us. And it's in that tradition that I invite you to greet the holy among us this morning, either by turning to those around you here at the church or in the comments online. Thank you. Please join me in our words for lighting the chalice. This is the flame we hold in our hearts as we strive for justice for everyone. This is the light we shine upon systems of oppression until they are no more. This is the warmth we share with one another as our struggle becomes our salvation. Our call to worship this morning is from Perspectives and Possibilities by psychologist and author Rick Bellingham. Transcendence can be described as elevating perspective, while transformation is a process of integrating new awareness back into everyday life. Practices like meditation, yoga, or spiritual experiences can lead to a feeling of connectedness to something greater, which can facilitate transformation. One of the things that binds First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin together as a religious community is that we have a common religious purpose. For this church, that common purpose is our mission. The congregation wrote it together. We put it on our wall here in the sanctuary, and every Sunday, church participants say it together so that we might more readily carry it in our hearts throughout the week. Let's do that now. Together, we nourish souls, transform lives, and do justice to build the beloved community. Centering reading is That Which Holds All by Reverend Nancy Schaffer. Because she wanted everyone to feel included in her prayer, she said right at the beginning several names for the Holy Spirit. She said, Holy One, Mystery, God. But then, thinking these weren't enough ways of addressing that which cannot be fully addressed, she added particularity, saying, Spirit of life, Spirit of love, Ancient Holy One, Mystery we will never fully know. Gracious God, and also Spirit of this earth, God of Sarah, Gaia, vow. And then, tongue loosened, she fell to naming superlatives as well. Most creative one, greatest source, closest hope, even though superlatives for the sacred seemed to her probably redundant, but then she couldn't stop. One who made the stars, she said. Although she knew technically a number of those present didn't believe the stars had been made by anyone or thing, but just luckily happened. One who is an entire ocean of compassion, she said. And no one laughed. That which has been present since before the beginning, she said, and the room was silent. Then, although she hadn't imagined it this way, others began to offer names. Peace, said one. One my mother knew, said another. Ancestor, said a third. Wind, rain, breath, said one near the back. Refuge, that which holds all. A child said, water. Someone said, Kuan Yin. Then, womb, witness, great kindness, great eagle, eternal stillness. And then, there wasn't any need to say the thing she thought would be important to say, and everyone sat hushed until someone said, Amen. Now let us continue a sense of quiet stillness as we enter into the time of our service. When we center ourselves together, we'll be meditating on experiencing the transcendent during the sermon this morning. So for now, let us simply breathe together for a moment. And breathing together, enter into a time of music and sacred quiet together. All the while remembering we also hold sacred human sounds, including those of small children. As we enter this time and I light a candle for all those for whom there is no one to light a candle, I invite you to also keep in your mind and heart members of our community who are ill or in sorrow and those who are celebrating joys. Continuing a quiet stillness of spirit as our music plays, let us hold the meditative quiet throughout, including when our music comes to an end. We shift now into a meditation on the experience of transcendence. I invite you, whether you're here in person at the church, joining us online, or joining us over public access television, to settle into as comfortable a position as you can. Feel the ground underneath you, holding you up, supporting you. And as you find that place of as much comfort as possible, join me in taking a few deep breaths, pausing briefly at the end of each inhale and exhale. Now I invite you to reflect on a time when you've experienced a connection with something larger than yourself. An experience that moved you beyond yourself. When you felt your heart and consciousness expand. Perhaps you experienced awe and wonder that brought you outside of your ordinary mind and beyond ordinary, everyday experience. Maybe you had a sense of timelessness and interconnection with all of creation. Maybe even a boundless love. An experience that moved your heart and spirit in profound ways that might be difficult to express in words. A stillness and a soaring at the same time. Let's take a few more breaths together as we hold in our minds and hearts such experiences. If you haven't been able to recall such an experience, that's okay. Please feel free to continue with deep meditative breathing. In fact, meditating on or contemplating transcendence has been shown to actually make us more likely to experience it. If you have brought a transcendent experience to mind, dwell for a moment in how it felt. What does remembering it feel like in your body? Where were you? When was it? Who else, if anyone, was there? What happened? What made the experience beyond the ordinary for you? Were there ways in which you felt you were different afterward? Now, let's share a couple more deep breaths. This morning, we're exploring two of our religious values here at First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, the first of which is transcendence. We describe transcendence as to connect with wonder and awe of the unity of life. Studies show that most of us have had some version of these transcendent experiences and that they can affect us in ways that can lead to transformation, the second of our religious values that we will reflect on today. Now, over the past weeks, we have explored what I call our C values on the slide up here, community, courage, and compassion. So today we'll switch to our T values, transcendence and transformation. Transcendence, transformation. We sound just like a church, don't we? Our experiences of transcendence are understood in a variety of ways. Some call them experiences of the holy. Some use the term flow experiences. Humanist psychologist Abraham Maslow called them peak experiences. Such experiences can be brought on by spiritual practices such as prayer and meditation, communal religious practices like worship or rituals, also though music, art, nature, psychedelic drugs, and more. Video, apparently. Maslow described these experiences like this. Feelings of limitless horizons opening up to the vision. The feeling of being simultaneously more powerful and also more helpless than one ever was before. The feeling of great ecstasy and wonder and awe. The loss of placing in time and space with finally the conviction that something extremely important and valuable had happened, so that the subject is, to some extent, transformed and strengthened. And it turns out that Maslow's description was largely correct. Science is finding that while the exact nature and intensity of individual experiences of them vary, these transcendent or peak experiences do share some common characteristics. A sense of belonging and connectedness with others and with all of creation. Closely related to this, a sense of both dissolution of self and a flowing or expansion toward a sense of unity with all that is. Being an infinitesimal yet intrinsic part of something much greater than oneself. An altering of one's normal sense of space and time. Acceptance of paradox. A sense of finding a stillness even as one's spirit is set in flight. Perhaps even more importantly, though, our transcendent experiences have been found to often lead to an altered perspective that can give us a greater sense of purpose, self-contentment, and a drive toward more pro-social, compassionate, loving behavior. That sense of interconnectedness, unity, and being a part of something larger can become how an omnipresent, universal, fierce love finds us within these experiences. Or maybe it is the other way around. Maybe our experiences of transcendence are how we find our way to fierce love and then bring it back into our world. Abraham Maslow thought peak experiences could lead us toward becoming our fullest, most creative self as an individual. He called that self-actualization. He also believed, though, that they could move us even beyond that toward living our lives for something greater, which he called self-transcendence. Here's a brief summary of those terms.
You know, you may have heard of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Maslow viewed self-actualization as this capacity to really come into your full potential, express who you are meant to be. But he also saw this as a rite of passage that allows us to go beyond the single self into what he referred to as self-transcendence. So self-actualization is about fulfilling our potential. Self-transcendence is about furthering a cause beyond the self. And maybe we sense it as this profound desire to protect the welfare of all people or to give back to our community.
So, our experiences of transcendence can transform us. And neuroscientists have even discovered that during these experiences, changes occur in our brainwave patterns and our neurochemistry, and that this can begin to permanently change our cognitive processing and thus our perspectives and behavior. Transcendence creates transformation not merely metaphorically, but physiologically, psychologically, spiritually. Now, all this raises the question, though, of what we mean by transformation. I think in the context of religion and church, and as it relates to this sense of transcendence, we are talking about what I call spiritual transformation. The kind of change that Maslow was referring to that moves us towards self-actualization, but then leads us towards self-transcendence, toward manifesting that fierce love to do justice in our world and strive to build a better and better world. At First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin, we define this type of transformation as follows: to pursue the growth that changes our lives and heals our world. Self-actualization and self-transcendence, spiritual transformation. Now, here's an interesting thing, almost a paradox about spiritual transformation. While experiences of transcendence can move us towards spiritual transformation, it is also true that living out this kind of metamorphosis in our lives and our world can lift us into a state of transcendence. It becomes a self-reinforcing cycle. Transcendent experience creates transformation, begets further transcendence, and so on and so on. When I was in seminary, I did my internship in a church where I witnessed transformation catalyze transcendence like this, which then led to the potential for further transformation. Early in my time with them, the church discovered that their much-loved prior lead minister, who had only recently left, had committed sexual misconduct within the church. It was heartbreaking to witness how harmful and extraordinarily painful this was for a religious community. I can't really adequately express the pain that had been caused. Now, you should know I'm not breaking any confidentiality by sharing this story. Both our Unitarian Universalist Association and the church made these circumstances public. Transparency about such abuse is a vital part of how a church heals and helps to make sure such misconduct is less likely to happen again. As the church dealt with the painful aftermath of the misconduct, they brought in an outside minister who has extensively studied and written about misconduct and helped many churches work to heal from such circumstances. One Sunday afternoon, we gathered in the fellowship hall with this minister they had brought in. Almost the entire church membership was there. She had brought slides and prepared an agenda that would help educate the church about ministerial misconduct, what to expect in its wake, and next steps the church might take. As she began the discussion, though, individual church members began sharing their perspectives and feelings about what had happened. The differences in their perspectives were sometimes stark, yet the hurt and the vulnerability each of them shared was powerful. And this minister, this expert, laid her plans aside, put away her agenda, and let healing begin to emerge. She transformed what had begun as an educational workshop into a healing circle. And from that change, this sense of transcendence settled over the room as one by one, folks began sharing their truths, their pain, their love for their church and religious community that now seemed threatened. I have rarely been so moved. I don't have any other way to adequately express what happened that Sunday afternoon than to say that it felt like God had entered that room. And from that transformative change she made, a communal, transcendent experience emerged on that Sunday afternoon in the fellowship hall of the church, through which transformational healing became possible. This is the power of living our values. Just as that guest minister they had invited lived out our Unitarian Universalist faith values of community and covenantal relationship by setting aside her own agenda, living our values here at First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin has the power to actualize our highest potential selves and to channel our self-aspirations toward building the beloved community. Our values are the ground from which our purpose arises as a church community, the source of our shared mission. Our religious values are why First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin exists. They are the reason we do church. Transcendence. Community, compassion, courage, transformation. Transcendence is where we encounter the holy. And out of that sacred stillness, our spirits take flight. Compassion and courage arise in us, calling us to build the beloved community, thereby creating more holiness in our world. Transformation is what doing so makes possible. May this church be the center of our quest for transcendence together. May transformation then be our work in the world. Amen. Blessed be. Please join me in the words by which we extinguish our chalice. We extinguish this flame, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire of commitment. These we hold in our hearts until we are together again. For our benediction today, I leave you with words from John O'Donohue, taken from his poem, For a New Beginning. In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, this beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. Awaken your spirit to adventure. Hold nothing back. Learn to find ease in risk. Soon, you will home in a new rhythm, for your soul senses the world that awaits you. May the congregation say, Amen,
Amen.
And blessed be.
Blessed be.
I send you much love. Go in peace.
This is a production of the First Unitarian Universalist Church of Austin. For more information, go to our website at austinuu.org.